The Rhodes Trust says 32 U.S. men and women have been named Rhodes Scholars and will enter Oxford University next October. Winners were selected from just under 900 applicants endorsed by more than 300 colleges and universities. College football action. Top-ranked Alabama crushed Chattanooga 49-0. Number 2 Florida State closes the home portion of its schedule with an 80-14 victory over Idaho. Head coach Jimbo Fisher had high praise for his seniors.
Thankful for these seniors. These seniors, I'm sending them out the right way, and first undefeated home season we've had in a long time. I don't remember how many years it's been.
The 80 points is a Florida State school record. Baylor's national title hopes came to an end in Stillwater, Oklahoma, as the 11th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys beat the 3rd-ranked previously unbeaten Bears 49-17. Number 4 and unbeaten Ohio State's in the Big Ten title game with a 42-14 waltz over Indiana. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20, because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. It's a great week. We've got Thanksgiving. We got Hanukkah. We've got Thanksgiving Aka.
Thanksgiving Maka.
Whatever. That's easy for you to say. Ergo, it's our annual gift-giving show. It's not so much about food, although there is some hot food we'll be talking about. But with us again, as she is every year, is Heather Shaw Minas from Saks Fifth Avenue, and she's got all kinds of mostly girly sort of gifts. So
it's
guys,
not all girly.
Well, I'm saying it's not for girls to give to girls. It's for the guys out there better pay attention because there's some cool stuff, including some hot shoes there, baby.
Sure, okay. I like the look, but they're not high enough for me.
And?
Yes. Okay.
I'll remember that next time.
Yeah, thank you. Bring them higher. The higher the heel, the better I feel.
I'm with the leopard, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, and do you think you know about caviar? I think a lot of people around town think they're experts. I think you know jack about caviar. We're going to get schooled in studio today from Alexander Petrosian of Petrosian Caviar up in New York City. And the fabulous Amanda McClemon. She's been on the show before from Salt and Sundry. She's come in with a selection of craft artisan products that you should be buying for your local friends.
And when Black Friday rolls around, Old Town Alexandria is going to go cuckoo with savings.
Cuckoo?
We've got Amy Rutherford from...
That sounds so unsophisticated.
Why don't you stop interrupting me?
Okay, I'm just saying.
It down.
Okay.
Amy Rutherford from Red Barn Mercantile, and who's a member of the Old Town Boutique District, and Susan Garrick, who's the owner of Zoe Boutique, are in. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be talking about all that you can save that morning, particularly if you get up early.
Really early.
The
but they brought in some gorgeous stuff, too.
They're crazy. And who are these other people?
Okay.
Oh, and them.
And what better to do with caviar than champagne, especially grower champagne? So we called Diane Gross and Carla Pitts from Cork and Cork Market, and they brought in with them Trey Stevenson of Rosenthal Wine Merchant. They're going to talk all about grower champagne. So guys, we want to get into this with you. For those who don't know, what is grower champagne?
Well, grower champagne is champagne that
grows.
Yeah. One person or a family, a small vigneron, is making the wine from grapes that they grow. And what this means is that champagne, after all, is wine. That is the essence of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the person growing the grapes is making the wine. The integrity of the product is there. And it's really expressive of the terroir. So with champagne, often we see these big houses sort of going for house styles. And that's not what grower champagne is about. Grower champagne is about an individual style, a wine that really reflects the vintage and person who's making the wine, and it is delicious, and it's often more affordable than some of the big houses.
Why is that?
Because they're just smaller production. They're mm-hmm. not having to do all the advertising, all the things that go with being the, you know, the big name, blah blah blah, and They're just bringing their wine to the U.S. through small distributors, and they're not going through all the marketing channels and all the other stuff that comes with, you know, having to sustain this image, this huge big name image.
Let me bring Trey into the conversation. Trey Stevenson from Rosenthal. Well, I mean, if I'm a wine store or whatever, why wouldn't I? If it's growers is so terrific and lower price, why wouldn't I just buy that?
Well, you should. I mean, that would be the smart thing to do.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Trey.
We will see you next year.
No, I mean, you know, in the world of wine, the trend is towards. I'm sorry. In the world of wine, the trend is towards not trend. Look, the quality is arguably a result of going further and further into a specific place, right? There's industrial wine, just like there's industrial cheese,
sure. Mm-hmm.
Right? But when you talk about fine wine, what you're talking about is wine that reflects a sense of the place where it's grown. In the case of Champagne, the larger Champagne houses have done a really good job of marketing, and they've convinced everybody that this idea of a house style is desirable. But that's contrary. That runs against everything that wine's all about in the fine wine world, right? So in the case of whoa.
There you go.
Sorry, I wasn't ready for that.
Sorry, Sunday morning. I'm Foodie and the Beast.
I'm sorry. I had muscles for dinner.
Pardon me. David.
So really, you know, grower champagne is just getting back to what everybody else is doing in the wine world. Marketing wine that's reflective of the place where it's grown.
Okay, so it's like a craft beer in a sense.
It's like single batch.
Yeah, or you know,
let me relate it to something more blue collar that I can relate to. It's like a craft beer.
Okay.
And look, you know, it's really important, I think, to note that, like, you know, when you're not growing your own grapes, you're purchasing grapes. You don't have any control over the raw material, and winemaking is just like cooking. You can't rise above the raw materials. So.
You need to stand in front of the mic so we can all hear you.
So,
Trey's shy. Are you shy, Trey?
I've never been on a radio before.
Well, you're doing very well.
Oh, neither have I.
So,
we'll share this together.
You know, and the only way that you can compensate a grower is by volume. So growers have every incentive to have higher yields, to overcrop. When somebody's putting their name on the label, then, you know, and they're growing their own grapes, then you have a greater incentive towards quality.
Got it. So, Diane, very quickly, what are we tasting first?
Well, actually, this is a wine that Rosenthal Importers imports. The producer is Guy Lamandier, and Trey can tell you a little bit about the winemaker.
Later.
But this is an example of all the sparkling wine champagnes that we have at Cork Market. And they really start at about $40, which is more affordable than many of the big names folks see out there.
Mm, it's delicious.
Well, while we're sipping, Nikki, why don't you take it with Heather, because I'll screw it up.
Okay. Well, we're bringing back Heather Shalmunis.
It's so complicated.
I know. This is not complicated at all.
I'm such a meatball.
But she is with Saks Fifth Avenue, and every year Saks Fifth Avenue rolls out a huge array of gifts.
Yes.
Their gift-giving guide.
We have our Look Presentable holiday gift guide.
Excellent, and I love it. So where did you guys go this year? What was Saks looking to?
So we have a couple of categories. We've tried to make it easy. You have to think about the personality of the person you're giving to.
So it's not about you. It's about them.
Is there a category called difficult and choosy?
It's everything in that category.
Okay.
So the first category would be the whimsical one.
Mm-hmm.
So every year we do the Yeti. The Yeti is the abominable snowman that makes the snow on the top of the Saks building in New York.
Okay.
And then we have the amazing light display every year that goes with that. So there's some fun stuff this year. We always have different incarnations of it. This year we have ornaments, which are super cute. I'll be getting several.
Okay.
The story, again, the story of the Yeti is a beautifully written story, but the book is all fuzzy and white, so it's great for kids and babies of all ages.
Right, with the stuffed animal, too.
And then the little stuffed animal ornament.
Okay.
So great stuff for people that know the Yeti story.
I rubbed it. It felt like the top of my head, actually.
You did. It's fuzzy. It's very nice.
Super cute. Yes. And then my favorite new shoe designer, which I'm so excited we're launching her this month, we'll have her in full for the spring, is Sophia Webster.
Let me see.
She cut her chomps with Nicholas Kirkwood.
Not a bad place to start.
Not a bad place. You can see that same quirky, eclectic style, but she's very girly.
What's this fabric?
So it's got that like metallic sheen. It's a leopard pointy toe pump. So pointy toe is still going to be all the rage for spring.
Right.
continues to be. Mm-hmm. But this
but
leopard
are the heels
is not
really going to be lower? I'm very
actually
concerned about this.
Okay. There's still high heels out there. But
okay.
Yes, there are a lot of
this
the
is
lower.
Low. I mean, it's like 3 inches.
Some of her stuff is not that low. So
okay.
Here, Nikki's bedroom slippers are 9 inches.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just very concerned. It's all.
I'll find you some higher versions.
6 inches or more. It's okay. Very important. Okay.
It's out there. It's out okay. there. But the collection's amazing. Like I said, super quirky, but mm-hmm. super girly.
You're
just
beautiful.
fun stuff that you could wear now and well into spring.
Okay, great.
And then our next category, obviously, you always need to get a great gift for a hostess. Mm-hmm. So we have the Nest candles every year. We have two new scents this year. They're absolutely amazing.
Okay.
You don't even have to light it to enjoy it.
They're just super fragrant.
But they're amazingly fragrant, and they're very holiday-esque.
Well, you know, let's just go back for a second. Like these Sophia Webster shoes, what do they go for?
Those are $265.
$265. Oh,
no,
my God.
No, I lied.
I was going to say that's really reasonable.
That's really,
for
really cheap.
$2,650,000.
$595.
Okay. That sounds more like it.
Oh, wait. That was a wholesale price, right? Yeah.
And what about for like a hostess gift, these
so
candles?
So the Nest candles are $34, which for a high-end candle is really, really good.
It is. They smell delicious.
They're amazing.
They're really beautiful.
And then, of course, we have the Baccarat ornaments every year. So, mm-hmm. again, this is a good price for what it is, $110, but this is cut and hand-blown in France.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Baccarat. It's a family heirloom that you'd pass down.
Beautiful.
And then our next category mm-hmm. is for the one who shines, a little sparkle.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass the Mirati necklaces. So if you're not familiar with Mirati, she's an up-and-coming new fine jewelry designer.
Mm-hmm.
This is gold, reasonable at $1,200. The horn is a big trend. Mm-hmm. And then she's got this signature asymmetric pendant.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
When you said reasonable at $1,200, the eyes of every guy in this room rolled 360 degrees.
It's gold.
And there's a little like diamondy thing. Right?
Oh,
yeah,
a little diamondy thing. Listen up, fellas.
But it's that very delicate layering piece. So you can mm-hmm. wear it every day. You can wear it with a lot of other pieces and mm-hmm. create your own signature look. She does a lot of charms.
Is that a unicorn's horn?
Sure.
That's what it is? Well, that's the Cornello in Italian, right, Andy? Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Will you let this poor girl talk?
I'm helping yourself.
Okay, go ahead.
So, depending on the personality, there's a lot of different charms from Mirati necklaces that would work for
you. Okay. It's very, very
the woman
pretty.
On your list. And then I have the Ella pouch, which everyone was admiring. I'm so excited because this is the new It bag. It's called the Editor Pouch. So it's kind of this universal size. You could put your laptop, your iPad, or you could take it out for the evening. Mm-hmm. It's a really great little pouch, and it's only $345.
Well, and it's actually, that's so in style right now, showing like mm-hmm. all those sort of flat, like file kind of bags. I love that look.
Me too.
And I love the metallic and the grommet kind of look on it. All right, let's talk about the perfumes you brought in.
Okay, so the Sensations, every year, these are great gifts. They're amazing high-end collections from Bond No. 9 and Tom Ford. And if you don't know her favorite scent, this mm-hmm. is a collection, a mini collection of the bestsellers.
We found mine this morning.
So, David, I'll show you after.
I would, but I'll be killing myself after the show. So.
Poor baby.
And depending on your mood, a lot of people like to wear a different fragrance every day. So you've got a plethora right here in a small little gift that's really pretty and uniquely contained.
Well, what about for guys? In case my wife is motivated to actually
get socks. Some socks over here for you.
Socks.
There's some socks over there.
Really cute.
That's awesome. Socks? That's
okay,
great.
A lot of guys are getting excited about colorful socks this year.
I know I am.
For guys that have a colorful personality, we've got some fun socks. I just brought two, but there's so many. Oh. I mean, there's probably 200 different styles.
A plethora of socks.
There's a lot of socks.
I'll be lucky if I get one sock.
Well, you know the trend now is for suits to be cut high, like ankle length, right? So you see the socks.
Okay, you know
that ain't never going to happen here, honey.
I mean, that
never.
Is so not happening.
Never, never, never. But okay.
For the guy who's into that, you have to have cute socks on so that when you kick your leg up, everybody sees your
fun socks. Yeah, Nikki, cute socks.
Okay, go for it. Have a good time with that. All right, we had to take a quick break, but this is David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast. When we come back, we're going to get a last 411 from Heather from Saks Fifth Avenue, Tyson's Corner.
And when we come back, I'm going to have nothing on but those socks.
Lucky us. Right. We'll be back in just a sec.
Signs, so subtle we may not notice them. Signs like loss of interest in activities. Signs like insomnia, fatigue, or withdrawing from friends.
Hey, Jeremy, come play cards with us.
Even talking about wanting to die. These are signs of depression.
Hi, my name is Smitty. My husband, Congressman Jerry Connolly, and I urge you to take signs of depression seriously. Let your loved one know you care, then seek help from a doctor or mental health professional.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, Mom, why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why isn't 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Every year, thousands in the D.C. metro community come to the Salvation Army in need of help. In fact, in 2012 alone, the Salvation Army of the National Capital Region aided 81,946 individuals living across the greater Washington region. Crisis, hunger, and homelessness can happen anytime to virtually anyone. So when you see their bell ringers and red kettles out this holiday season, make a donation and feel good knowing you're contributing to the well-being of your friends, neighbors, and the greater Washington community.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're talking with Heather Shaw Minas from everybody's favorite gift store, Saks Fifth Avenue. And a lot of stuff here. Beautiful stuff.
A lot of beautiful stuff.
But you also have a lot of in-store action going for the holidays.
There's always a lot going on in the store. I'm always there. I live there. we have one more big event coming up on December 13th. Mm-hmm. We're doing a Vince event. So Vince is a big holiday gift item because they make amazing cozy sweaters and layering pieces and great leggings. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a holiday luxe layering event. Mm-hmm. So actually we're tying in to the theme today. We're going to teach people how to make wine cocktails, layering wine with other elements to make your own signature drink. And then we're teaching you how to get that really chic, cozy, casual look with Vince sweaters and shirts and underpinnings, so you can kind of be dressed for any situation with Vince, and we're going to teach ladies how to do that. It's a 6 to 8 p.m. event, so it's kind of a girls' night out.
Cool.
Cocktail hour, too.
That sounds like fun.
Another thing for girls.
Right. Well, would you go?
No.
Right, so what are you complaining about?
We can make one just for
you. I just want to be invited. I really don't want to go. That's okay. Totally out of it, but
the problem is that if you do invite him, he will come.
I'll beg.
That's the problem. No. All right, well, Heather, thank you so much for bringing in everything today. This looks fantastic. So just tell everybody where they can find all these fantastic items.
Yeah, we're in the Tyson's Galleria location of Saks Fifth Avenue, but then, of course, there's a Chevy Chase store as well. Mm-hmm. And we've got our holiday gift guide that you can pick up if you're short on time. It's on all the registers. This is golden because it's a little cheat sheet for everything you would need on your guest list.
Excellent.
Or your gift list.
Thank you so much. All right, Heather, thank you so much.
We're going to swap you out with Alexander Petrosian. Alex, come on in here. So I think if you look in the dictionary under the word caviar, you're going to see Petrosian as a
right
as a synonym. And the Petrosian family's been in caviar, I think, as long as, well, longer than you, pal, because you're young. But Alexander's in with us, and I guess, first of all, we're looking at a beautiful display of caviars. Why don't you kind of take it from the top, because maybe somebody out there doesn't really understand the history of caviar and how it got started and how sturgeon got stuck with it and all of that.
Caviar is one of those things that it's pretty hard to really understand and really. So I'm going to try to make it simple and try to make it quick. So the caviar was, we started the company in 1920, my grandfather started the company, My father took over in 79 and I started about 2000. But you know, with family business, especially, we all started working very young, 15, 16 mm-hmm. years old, packing the caviar and things like that.
Doing milking delivery. The sturgeon.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And so today I brought you a couple of my favorite caviar. I brought some Osetra, which is a farm in Israel. I brought some Alverta President, which is farm in California. And I brought some of the Chassetra, which is from China.
So, well, can you explain that? Because I think people think, like, caviar just comes from Russia. Do you know there's sort of this understanding of where only good caviar comes from Russia. So can you explain how you get the caviar from the different places and how the caviar world has changed over the last 50 years?
In 2000, the caviar world kind of switched around. We were selling mostly 80% of what we were selling before 2000 was wild caviar. Mm-hmm. And the switch happened because of a couple of reasons. First reason is because the CITES regulated the import and export of certain type of caviar. Mm-hmm. So the amount of caviar on the market really diminished very, very a lot. People started to go for the farm caviar. Of course, you know, when we started the farm caviar, everybody was like, it's not going to be as good. But I have to say, the farm did a really great job at it. And of course, with a little help, we all worked together and created a beautiful caviar,
Let me ask a question. To harvest caviar, sturgeon's delicious, but does the fish have to die?
There's a couple of ways, but the fish has to die always at the end. Regardless of if it's when they take the eggs, there's another method where the sturgeon is opened surgically and they sew him back up and put him back in the water. But the thing is,
sounds like an awful lot of work.
Well, exactly. Hard to sew them up when they're moving around like that.
Exactly. It's a little worse for the sturgeon because then he gets to spawn again. So he goes through the same process a couple of times, 3-4 times. So
psychologically, it's better for the sturgeon.
So I rather just get over it.
Tell us about the caviars you brought today. They come from three different regions. Okay, so tell us about the kind of taste profiles that are in each.
The taste profile is very difficult to describe in a caviar. Mm-hmm. But that's why I brought spoon and all that, so we can all get together and discuss that. But
look how reserved everybody in studio is. They're all sort of like looking back at the caviar.
No, they look more like crows perched on a phone wire, actually. Anything else? Khaled, back off, man.
Okay. All right.
Basically, the three very different caviar. One is the most yellow one here is the Osetra, is the special reserve. It's the one we select for our very special customers. It's a very, very expensive caviar, but again, very, very rare. Mm-hmm. The Chinese here is still on the expensive side, but a little less than this one. And from China, the eggs are a little darker, as you see, eggs a little larger, and the flavor very, very different type of profile. This one is going to be closer to a sea urchin type of flavor. This mm-hmm. one is going to be closer to oyster-ish okay. type of flavor.
Okay.
And this one is literally a mix of those two flavor-wise mm-hmm. from the United States, and it's the highest grade of the American caviar. And flavor-wise, really in between of those two.
Well, what happens when people go to the store and they buy the little jars of the red fish eggs? What's that?
That's not caviar.
Salmon roe.
That's
salmon roe. Salmon roe, trout roe. Very, very good, but not caviar.
Right. So
a
what
pretender to the throne.
So is it only caviar if it comes from the sturgeon?
Exact.
Okay.
It can be called caviar only if it's coming from a sturgeon.
Okay. Champagne from France.
Right, okay. Exactly. Same sort of thing. And what about the color? I think people think that it needs to be super, super dark. Is that inaccurate?
Well, it's not. But usually the great quality caviar is a little yellower, is a little grayish.
Okay.
Usually when it's pitch black, it's either a black market caviar that was traveled in the luggage with a Russian mob or something like that.
It's old?
Well, not really old, but you never know how it traveled. You know, it's if I was to spend the money into caviar, I'll make sure I go to a reputable store and buy something that I'll make sure I can enjoy.
Hey, you want some caviar?
Now, you guys don't
Petrosian
doesn't just
Before we go to caviar, let me talk about a little bit about the caviar powder. It's dry caviar that we put in a peppermill type of
You know, it's funny. Everybody who's on the show is now looking at this in front of me and suddenly wishing they were my best friend.
But why? So what do you do to the caviar in order
to create this? We dry it. Simple as that. We just dry it and we put it in those mill. Of course, the drying process is secret.
Thank
you.
So even if
you kill me, I can't say anything. And it's a very good way to eat caviar. The toasts are very crunchy.
It's like a horse biting into an apple.
Yeah, no, it's on purpose. The crunchiness of it.
Yeah, now you can bite into it. Make all that noise. Mm, that's very yummy.
And to show you how simple it is, I just spread the creme fraiche on it. Sprinkle a bit of that on the toast, and we got a delicious little appetizer stuff.
It's like an essence of caviar.
Yes.
So how do you advise, other than something like this? Is this something you can do on top of pasta or something like that?
Definitely. I've personally done a couple of stuff that we had fun with a couple of friends. We cook the pasta as regular as there is, put a little creme fraiche at the end, and that's on top. That's it. You know, we have a perfect dish. You can put it on eggs. You can put it on pretty much anything.
You guys are talking. I'm going to try this.
And there is a website where you have everything about the caviar powder. It's caviar-powder.com.
Okay.
And you have all the recipes, and you have everything about this little product.
Well, tell us just quickly. Petrosian just doesn't procure the caviars. What other products do you guys have?
We have smoked salmon, we have foie gras, we have, of course, the caviar, the dry caviar, we have, and we have also a bakery in New York. We do our own bread, croissant, and all that. We do wholesale caviar, wholesale and salmon, and but we stay very close to what we know to do: caviar, salmon, and foie gras.
Okay.
Around that.
And as you're expanding your regions of caviar, are you looking? Do people sort of pitch you different places to get caviar from? I mean, how do you do your R&D on where you get your caviar from?
We have a guy that his only job is to go around and find the best farm there is and the best caviar, and he buys the caviar. That's his only job, is to go out there.
If he quits, I'm available.
That sounds like a good job.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
There you go.
I hate what I'm doing anyways.
Not this.
This. The other thing I'm doing. That other thing.
All right. So tell people how they can go about purchasing caviar.
If you go on our website, we make it very easy for you to buy. The easiest is to go to a shop. So if you're in New York, go to our shop. We'll have you try the caviar, and you select the one you prefer. If you can't, if you don't live in New York, you can go on our website, and we have a lot of ways to help you choose your caviar.
Okay.
If you like strong flavor, sweet flavor, I mean, what type of flavor profile you like, and then we go through the type of almost like a grading process, and we tell you, okay, you should get those two caviar, the three caviar.
Okay, great.
All right. Fabulous.
Yeah, really. Well, and I think what goes best with caviar is champagne, don't you think?
It's a perfect segue.
Perfect segue.
Diane and Khaled, tell us about what we're drinking here.
Well, Trey, you want to say a little bit about the guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we have two growers from my portfolio here. So there are different areas within Champagne. A lot of people don't realize this. Guy Lemondier, the first grower that we tasted here, is from the Côte de Blanc. It's a Chardonnay-driven Champagne. Mostly almost all Chardonnay, just a little bit of Pinot Noir. And then the second is from the Montagne de Reims. It's primarily a red grape-driven champagne, which is, say, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and a little bit of Chardonnay that's barrel fermented. So a much different flavor profile, richer, a little more lush in the mid-palate. So both these guys make about 90,000 bottles annually. Which sounds like a lot.
I was going to say, it does sound like a lot, but in comparison...
In comparison to the 2 to 4 million bottles of Dom Perignon.
Okay.
And that's not Moët, that's Dom Perignon.
That's just
the
Dom
one
Perignon.
Little cuvée.
So can I ask a question? Why is it that Dom Perignon has this prestige? Is it just marketing?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a word. I mean, no, I'm not going to say anything bad about
Dom Perignon. You have to stand in front of the mic, though, because nobody can hear you.
It's like anything else. Why did Marlboro become the number one cigarette? It's all perception and, yeah, and
right,
money
right.
behind
well,
it.
Well, I think when you think that. Of grower champagne, particularly grower champagne, you want to think of family and small.
Yes.
You know, he just mentioned, you know, family, not small, 90,000, you know, bottles, family, you know,
this is the
Rogers family, what, 18th generation?
Yeah, well, I mean, the estate was established as a grower. They farmed the vineyards for a long time, generations. But this is the third generation of Le Mondiers to actually bottle their own wine, the eighth generation of Coulons. So, you know, it goes back. There's a lot of knowledge.
We have to take a quick break.
Sure.
When we come back, we're going to discuss it a little bit more. You can start pouring that. This is David and Nikki Nellis on Fooding the Beast. I love our gift-giving show because we get gorgeous things from Saks, great caviar and champagne. And
yeah,
we got
and
more.
Me love caviar.
And we got more on the way. We'll be back in just a sec.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. When is the last time you went to bed hungry? Right here in the Washington metro area. Nearly 150,000 children are going to bed hungry each night. Help the Capital Area Food Bank make this holiday season special for children in need. For every dollar you donate, the food bank can provide 3 meals. Visit capitalareafoodbank.org or call 202-644-9800 to make a donation today.
Hi, this is Celine Dion asking you to help put an end to premature birth. I share the concerns and fears of every parent, knowing that more than 1 million babies around the world die every year simply because they didn't get enough time to grow. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit facebook.com/worldprematurityday to find out how you can make a difference. Thank you for caring.
If talking and texting interferes with a walk down the street, imagine what might happen if you're driving. Focus on the road, not your conversation. Your brain can't do both safely. No dialing, no talking, no texting to arrive safe.
Hi, I'm Brooke Delaney.
And I'm Congressman John Delaney.
As a teen, I know not to text while driving. My dad and I ask you to focus on the road, not your conversation.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
In today's competitive job market, imagine not having the reading skills needed to even fill out an application. 90,000 adults in D.C. are considered functionally illiterate. It takes a lot for an adult to admit they can't read. It takes even more courage to do something about it. The Washington Literacy Center teaches adult learners to read, giving them options and a bright future. Please give back to the community by donating today. Go to WashingtonLiteracyCenter.org and make your much-needed charitable contribution. Changing lives through literacy. WashingtonLiteracyCenter.org.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we're about to talk to Amanda McClements of Salt and Sundry. But Alex Petrosian just announced something that's new that you got to hear about. Tell them.
We did some white chocolate with the caviar powder on it. It's absolutely delicious.
Mm, caviar
and chocolate.
Powdered caviar and chocolate. Okay. and give me the URL one more time. Your web address.
Caviar-powder.com.
Caviar-powder.com.
And then is it just Petrosian?
Yes.
Petrosian.com. Okay,
go
thank
there,
you. Thank
kids.
You so much. Thank you.
All right, well, look who's here. The woman who tried to replace me on Foodie and the Beast when I was out.
It was a close call.
But I fought you off, didn't I? Didn't
yes,
I?
You did. You did.
Didn't I? So, your shop at Union Market is like a rocket ship to the moon. It's jammed every time we go there, and you've got great items of
not
all
like
kinds.
Not like he goes often, but I'm there
no,
a lot.
I go there. I try not to buy anything, but... I have to... You started off with these great handmade tables that your dad makes. Mm-hmm. And now you've expanded to so much else. Why don't you give everybody the profile of the shop if they haven't been down there?
Sure. So we just celebrated our first anniversary a couple weeks ago. So this is our second holiday season, and I kind of feel like I know what I'm doing a little bit more. But Salt and Sundry is a housewares boutique inside Union Market, which is a revitalized artisan food market in Northeast D.C. It's at 6th and Florida Northeast, right beside Gallaudet University.
God, you sound like a retailer now.
Like give everybody the details. But we carry a great mix of homewares. So we have the tables that my father makes, like you mentioned. We do a lot of great tabletop, napkins, linens, things like that. Great for entertaining for the holidays. And then a lot of great gift
items as well.
Well, as you were curating your store, what was it that you, like, did you feel there was a void in the area, or were there things that you weren't finding that you were looking to fill? Like, were you looking for gifts and being like, I can't find a gift that I like?
Yeah, I, as you know, because we've been friends for many years, I was a food writer before.
I was pretending like we didn't know each other, but go ahead.
I know her.
I'm just pretending like I don't know Peter.
But as a food writer, I covered a lot of great, you know, artisan food makers, people who were starting to create really wonderful things, and started to get more interested in the entertaining side of it, and did find, you know, some frustration in trying to find the exact products I was looking for in DC. I think DC is experiencing a retail renaissance a lot like the restaurant renaissance that we've seen over the past 10 years. So at some point it was just like, well, I've got this shop in my mind. Why not open it? Why not bring those products all together with the aesthetic that I sort of had in, you know, had envisioned? And that was what Salt and Sundry became.
So let's talk about some of the products you brought in today, because you do a lot of craft and artisan products in your shop. So let's talk about some of them that you brought in.
Yeah, so we have a pantry wall at the back of the shop where we pull together some great small batch food products. We have a great bar section that's been super popular for the holidays. We carry small batch bitters, tonics, shrubs, which are the vinegar syrups.
Bring me a shrub.
Shrubs confuse people sometimes, but it's a really cool trend. So there's all these great bar ingredients for anybody who likes to mix cocktails.
For people who don't know what a shrub is.
Or Monty Python.
Right, or my husband.
It's a possibility.
It's essentially, it was a colonial era method of preserving fruit in vinegar and sugar. So they would put raspberries, cherries, whatever fruit they were trying to preserve. And then the juice that was left over, the vinegar, sugar, with the flavoring from the fruit, they would mix into drinks. And that's sort of been brought back in the craft cocktail movement. And so it's got this acidic tang to it, but it's a great, you can add it to sparkling water for a quick soda. It's very refreshing. So we carry a lot of great craft bar ingredients. One of the new ones that we just picked up, which I have been a fan of for at least a decade, is Toygo Farms' Birth of Pain Bloody Mary Mix. Toygo Farms is a Pennsylvania local farm. You see them at the DuPont Farmers Market. They have some great, they sell, you know, tomatoes, peaches all summer long.
They have a tremendous following.
Yes, a great following. Their Bloody Mary mix is probably the best Bloody Mary mix I've ever tasted.
Is it super, super spicy?
It is called the Birth of Pain for a very specific reason, I think. And they use Scotch bonnet peppers in the mix. And there's already horseradish in it. So, you know, you buy Bloody Mary mixes and you have to doctor them. And add your hot sauce, your horseradish. This needs very little doctoring, if any at all. It's got that really, really spicy kick. Your lips are like burning from the Scotch bonnet.
Gosh, it sounds fabulous.
It sounds good to me.
Why don't you just lick the fireplace?
So it's been something that's been in my refrigerator for years, and now we have it at Salt and Sundry as well. Another great product that we have that's local, and these are some of my favorite local food products, which is food is a great gift because it doesn't take up space in your house. You eat it, and then it's gone, which is wonderful, is Langdon Wood's barrel-aged maple syrup. Art is a local guy. He's been barrel-aging Pennsylvania maple syrup in Catoctin Creek's rye whiskey barrels, and he just released this new one that's actually aged in their brandy barrels.
Cool.
So it's got a different flavor profile from the whiskey. It's kind of bright. It almost has a little grapiness to it, but it's like perk up your pancakes. It's a whole new syrup experience. So that's really a great product.
Perk up your pancakes?
Perking up your pancakes.
I was waiting for you to say something. Okay. All right, what else did you bring?
So I also have Gordy's, which I know people here in D.C. know very well. Sarah and Sheila are great friends. They have a great company called Gordy's Pickle Jar. This is another one for spice fans. I don't know. I have a lot of people that I give gifts to that love spice. So I'm always looking for something that's super spicy.
I like spice.
And their cherry pepper spread looks, you know, somewhat innocent, but it packs a lot of heat, and it's delicious.
I feel like we should grate some caviar powder.
How about
on
some
top
caviar
of it?
Powder? Yes. What can't we grate caviar powder on?
On top of, right?
Why don't we put on the socks from Saks and grate some caviar powder? That's better than dressing like gladiators and wrestling, I think.
But how are you putting, so for people who are coming into your shop, what kind of packages are you helping people put together? Because I think during the holiday season, people sort of become bleary-eyed and are like, ugh. I don't know what to get for this person.
I've seen you bleary-eyed in the holiday season.
Yeah, you don't buy anything. So, I mean, how do you help people put together a nice little package?
Well, we talked earlier about just this thoughtful gift giving. So you want somebody to really appreciate the thought that you put into a gift. And it can be stressful for people. So at Salt and Sundry, I feel like that's one of the most fun parts of our job is when somebody comes in with a unique challenge. They say, you know, my mother-in-law loves to cook, but she's gluten-free, or she, you know, or my ex-wife, I have to get her something different than my current wife. We actually had that the other day.
Yeah. Let's talk about that sometime.
David doesn't buy anything.
That's a whole show.
He was like, they're friends, so I can't get them the same thing.
I don't know why. I did, but it stopped ticking. So.
But we just try to think, really, in pairing different items. We have a great oyster knife from Opina, which is a French company. Mm-hmm. And we have this beautiful linen oyster tea towel. It's got a big, beautiful graphic of an oyster on it. Mm-hmm. So we've been pairing that a lot together for people who love oysters. So it's like you get these pairing gifts that make it seem a little bit more thoughtful. Think of a theme, you know, whether it's baking, you know, a cozy night in. You could do a candle with a throw, just mm-hmm. something that kind of says you put some thought
into it.
Let's
have a cozy night in. So unfortunately, we got to wrap it up, sure. But tell everybody where Salt and Sundry is, and I will tell them that when they go in, they're likely to find you there, and you can help them find gifts, too.
Indeed. We just launched a small amount of products online. You can find us at shopsaltandsundry.com and visit the store in Union Market at 6th Street and Florida Avenue Northeast.
Right. And I have a friend, Peter Martin, who thinks you're red hot. He wants to marry you. All right, thanks. Ladies, come
on
in. So we're still talking shopping. Black Friday in Old Town Alexandria is going to be extra cool this year. Amy Rutherford from the Red Barn Mercantile and Susan Garrick from the Zoe Boutique in Old Town are coming in to talk about what's going to happen not just that morning, but that entire day, because it's a day of shopping, and it kicks up at 6 in the morning?
Yes, 6 a.m. Are you guys going
to
be up?
You've got to be on drugs to get up and get in line at 4:30 for what you're going to get at 6.
How does it work? Okay. Tell everybody how it works.
Well, we've got about 50 stores, most of whom will be open at 6 a.m.
Okay.
There will be 30% off everything in the store for most of these folks from 6 to 8 a.m., so you can skip them all. You can come to Old Town for a lovely experience. Parking in the city garages is free.
Oh.
The trolley will be running from the metro on down at 6 a.m. And the parking on the streets will be free. So it'll be really easy. Skip them all.
And you won't be crushed like a sturgeon at the front door of Best Buy.
No. But I think most of these stores are individually owned, right? There's not a lot of big corporation stores. So this is a nice way to, you know, stick with.
This is a great way to shop local.
Shop very, very local. So let's talk about both of your businesses first and foremost, since you're participating in this.
Okay. I'm Red Barn Mercantile, and we are a small, we've been in business for 6 years now. We are a small boutique that sells furniture, home goods. We are, I kind of consider us soup to nuts. So we can do the sofa in the living room, the table in the dining room, the dinnerware in the kitchen, bedding in the bedroom. So we can do it all.
And what kind of things will you have available that morning? Like, what can people look forward to? Like, are we talking sofas or do you have gift ideas? Tell us about some of the kind of things that you have.
I'm talking sofas, bedding, everything, even special orders.
We need a couch.
Our dog ate our couch.
I've got a great brand.
It ate my homework, then it ate the couch.
We just got a new puppy, so I feel your pain.
And tell us about Zoe's Boutique.
Absolutely. Well, Zoe is a women's clothing and accessory store on South Union in Old Town Alexandria. This will be our third Black Friday.
Okay.
And we've been open for almost 3 years. We carry a lot of big names that you've heard of, the Trina Turks, the Rebecca Taylors. Mm-hmm. But we also focus on small local artisans well, so that you can really find some unique gifts at Zoe.
Okay. Now, you guys both brought in a whole array of gifts today from all the different merchants who are participating. Tell us a little bit about some of the other merchants and some of the gift ideas that came in today.
Okay, well, I'll start sort of at this end and let you get to the other end. How's
okay.
So from La Cuisine,
yeah, you kind of have to
from La Cuisine, we brought in this wonderful children's cookbook and a makeup bag that has little chocolate cubes on it.
It smells like chocolate.
Smells like chocolate.
What up with that? I tried to eat it.
It goes great with the champagne and caviar,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does, exactly.
We also have from the Christmas Attic, since we were talking food today, they brought mushrooms. Mushrooms from Wendy Addison, who is a small maker, makes wonderful Christmas ornaments.
They're very cute.
Yes.
They're very different.
And then I brought from my store Sydney Hale candles, which are made in Virginia.
And they smell delicious.
Yes, they do. They're great for kitchens. This beer deck, which I think you will approve of.
Of course. My reputation precedes me.
Right.
And these are shoes for really tiny people?
What are they? Christmas ornaments for the fashionistas.
Very cute.
Then from Olio, which is a local olive oil company, they have this wonderful gold, the new Olio Nuovo liquid gold set. And I'm sure I butchered saying that.
That's okay.
It's olive oil.
Yes, olive oil. It's okay. Gold standard.
Okay, very cool.
And then we get to more shoes for Nikki from the Shoe Hive in Old Town. We have the Doxy by Butter, very sparkly, very pretty. Heels may not be as high as you'd like.
No, not for me, but they're very pretty.
Next, also from the Shoe Hive, we have a beautiful Kate Spade Naughty and Nice makeup bag.
That's a good gift.
I think so.
That's a really cute gift. I like that very much.
Easy.
You don't. I know you don't care, but it's...
You're talking to me?
No.
We're actually going to have to go to...
All right, we're going to take a break. And we come back, we'll go through the other gifts that you brought in, and then we'll talk about how people can get in on all the savings. And then we're going to have more champagne. This is David and Nikki Nellis
and
with
Caviar.
Beauty and the Beast. We'll be right back.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Signs, so subtle we may not notice them. Signs like loss of interest in activities. Signs like insomnia, fatigue, or withdrawing from friends.
Hey, Jeremy, come play cards with us.
Even talking about wanting to die. These are signs of depression.
Hi, my name is Smitty. My husband, Congressman Jerry Connolly, and I urge you to take signs of depression seriously. Let your loved one know you care, then seek help from a doctor or mental health professional.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we're talking Black Friday in Old Town Alexandria, which is going to have a cornucopia of opportunity for all kinds of stuff. I mean, just, there must be 30 items behind us right here.
Right.
So it all starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's going to bust it and be open earlier, correct?
Correct.
And the deals go all day? How does it work?
How does it work?
At 8 o'clock it drops, right?
At 8 o'clock, it drops. It drops to 20% between 8 and 10, so you still have an opportunity to get some really great gifts. And then from 10 o'clock to the rest of the day, it's 10% off everything.
And what about parking? Is the city giving free parking?
She already said that.
Well, I want to make sure,
well,
you know, all day.
Well, it's an important note. We should tell it again. So city parking garages are free.
Mm-hmm.
The street parking is free.
Okay.
The trolley will be running all day starting at 6 a.m. So you can take the metro, take the water taxi into Old Town either way, and get up and down.
Okay, awesome. Now, Susan, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you got here? Because we haven't gotten this side of the table yet.
Absolutely. Well, we also, I get to talk about some beautiful earrings from my store, Zoe Boutique.
They're gorgeous.
They're made by Katie Bartel. She's a jewelry designer based in New York City, one of the small artisans that we carry in the store.
Okay.
They were inspired by her trip to India.
Mm-hmm.
They have two balls on them. One's 14-karat gold-plated, and the other that we have here in the studio is an aventurine jewel, but we also have them with quartz and carnelian as well.
Neat. They're very pretty, very different. And then let's talk about some of these other things here. We got some Fry boots and some lip gloss.
Absolutely. Well, the Fry boots are from the Shoe Hive.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most stylish boots boots that you have out there today, okay. as far as the ankle-length boots. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful. Definitely one of their best sellers. Mm-hmm. On sale from 6 to 8 at 30% off. That's just not cool. something that, that
no,
happens
absolutely.
Every day. For sure. We have great gift-giving items, especially for the foodie mm-hmm. In your life, from the Spice and Tea Exchange. They have some locally made spice sets, mm-hmm. which are including gourmet sugar, pepper, salt, and other spice items.
This is great. These are like great stuffing stockers. Stockers? What are they? Stuffing stuffers? What are they?
Stocking stuffers. Sorry, my wife has an impaired speech impediment.
What are
She's
they?
Got lexixia.
Stuffing stockers. Is that it?
Never mind. You Jews kill me. You don't know anything. All right. So...
Wait,
imagine
it?
It's been 20 years. Imagine what the next 20 will be like. Me pushing me in my little chair. It'll
well,
be great.
If you keep hitting your head against the mic, we'll see what happens.
All right. So Friday morning, 6 o'clock.
And you can start at any store? Can you start at any store?
You can start and get coffee at some of the restaurants that are going to be open as well, and then start your shopping.
And just start. Okay, that's great.
All right. So I want to go back. Khalid, we were talking during the break. There are a couple of points you wanted to make.
Wait, can you let them give out a website, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. My
we bad. Need a website.
Yeah,
right?
It's BlackFridayAlexandria.com.
Okay, great. And that has all the stores participating?
Has all the stores listed.
Because not everybody is participating, but a good bunch of them are.
I did. I almost forgot. I'm embarrassed.
Okay, great.
All right. So while we're still here and drinking champagne, of course, my glass is empty. Nice going, man. But there were some points you wanted to make about the champagne, so fire away.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. You know, we earlier, while you guys were on break, we got a chance to taste the champagne with the caviar. And the big thing for people to understand, you know, why champagne and caviar go well together. The briny saltiness of the caviar gets enhanced by a dry champagne, many of the ones we brought today. But we're thinking gifts, food, mm-hmm. just before Thanksgiving. You know, a great, you know, think about champagne as a great food gift to either bring to someone's house if you're not a cooker or a baker, or also have with your food. You know, whether you're going to, your turkey's going to be brined, whether it's going to be roasted, whether it's going to have a, you know, turducken, you know, champagne is great to go with the meal or have before and after the meal.
Those are extinct, you know. Talk about Cork Market and what's gifty there for the holidays, because you guys have a great array of stuff.
Well, at Cork Market, we have a very curated selection of specialty grocery items and wine, and among them, obviously, champagne and other sparkling wines. So we put together gift baskets for the holidays. You can just get a special bottle that we'll wrap for you to bring as a gift. We also have magnums for champagne and other special wines. So there's a lot of different gift options at Cork Market. And on Black Friday, which we were just talking about, we do a champagne sale every year. So it's 10% off any bottle of champagne, mm-hmm. which we have champagnes that range from $40 up to $100+, including magnums that start at like $90. So there's a lot of different variation of prices that you can come in and get a gift for.
Now, are you guys opening early that day or no?
We open at our regular time, which is 10 o'clock on
So we can hit Old Town, roll down to 14th Street.
Come down to us. We'll still have the specials there for you. And folks also can shop on Saturday, too, which is Small Business Saturday, which is also, you know, embracing all of our small businesses that we've been talking about in this room. And the small business that for us extends beyond just us being a small business. Most of the products that we have in the store are small business. Rosenthal, even though it has a big name, is a small business. They import not a large amount of wines, just really great wines. Mm-hmm. And the other importers that we work with, like Potomac Selections and Wine Traditions, are very small companies that just really curate their selection. And then we have those wines in our store for our guests.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you talked about carrying all these different sort of champagnes and sparklers. Given the good price range of these growers, is it a hard sell sometimes because people are only looking for the names they know, like they want the Dom or they want the Moet? I mean, how do you educate people that this is a good gift and this is a right buy?
Well, I think we talk about, you know, the winemaking, that you want the person who makes the wine being in charge of the grapes, because then they know the whole process and it really has a lot of integrity and a great final production. But it is a little bit of a hard sell sometimes. I think mm-hmm. once people taste it, and we always have tastings in the store, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's so easy for folks to just realize that this is really excellent quality. I mean, we've tasted a couple here today, and these wines retail for about $40 to $50. And, you know, that they're just delicious. Mm-hmm. And so I think the way you get it done is by having people taste it. But it is, you know, and having the trust that I think hopefully that Quirk has established over these years of being in business, that we serve people good stuff. So if you come in and you ask for a good bottle of champagne, we're going to give you a good bottle to take away. It may not have that orange label that you recognize, but it's going to have.